Santa Grint. The story doesn't really begin here, but it's as good a starting place as any. It was Captain Farrandon's habit to withdraw to his own office and give his commanding officer a few minutes' peace at the end of their working day. On this occasion, however, and in anticipation of his commanding officer's reaction, he had carefully left their connecting door ajar. Commander Hay closed her last file, shut down her data table, and reached for her very excellent coffee, freshly brewed in her very excellent new coffee machine, which, for some reason never adequately explained, had been installed in Captain Farrandon's office rather than her own. She switched on her screen. It was her habit to watch the early evening news broadcast, partly to keep herself up to date, but mostly to discover whether everyone else's day had been as bad as hers. Closing her eyes, she sipped slowly, relishing the end of an unexpectedly peaceful day. The internal difficulties of last year, while not exactly melted away, had certainly retreated to a safe distance, for the time being. Life, she felt, had improved to the extent that even after all this time, the unfortunate combination of the Time Police and the partial destruction of quite a large area of the formerly respectable London borough of Mile End no longer featured quite so prominently in the headlines. Life, however, having lured her into a false sense of security, now prepared to pounce. This news station liked to end the daily bulletin on a happy note, to brighten the unremitting gloom, they said. The "and finally" snippet was carefully selected to imply that never mind all the crap just regurgitated for the benefit of the viewing public, there might, just might, be hope for the human race after all, that there was no need to go off and end it all just yet, and look at this adorable skateboarding duck. Captain Farrandon grinned to himself and waited. "And finally," chirped the newsreader, "they're calling him the Time Police Officer with a Heart. In an organisation not known for its humanitarianism, one single Time Police Officer has surprised us all." Captain Farrandon began an internal countdown. 10. 9. The silence from Commander Hay's office was absolute. 7. 6. The newsreader's voice continued, unfamiliar words such as heartwarming, compassion, kindness, filtered through the open door. 4. Hope. 2. Benevolence. 1. While no one knows the name of this Good Samaritan, all indications are that the Time Police have finally taken on board the barrage of criticism provoked by their actions in Mile End last year, actions which resulted in widespread damage to property and threat to life, and are even now moving towards a more... and liftoff. What the fire-truckety fire-truck, Charlie? Captain Farrandon got up and carefully arranged his face. You called, Mum? No, I bellowed. What the fire-trucking? Can I gather you've just seen the news, ma'am? The Time Police Officer with a Heart? Yes, ma'am. I don't employ people to have fire-trucking hearts. I employ them to be hard-nosed bastards dedicated to keeping the timeline straight. Who is this Pillock? They didn't give his name. Well, ma'am, have him shot and thrown into the river, and then fish him out and do it again. Well, ma'am, actually... Come on, spit it out! Captain Farrandon paused. Unkind people might have said he was savouring the moment. Lieutenant Grint, ma'am. She sagged back in her chair and then recovered. You had me going there for a moment, Charlie. Good one. No, ma'am, it was Lieutenant Grint. She sat up again. They said he was overcome with compassion. Yes, ma'am. Concerned with the welfare of those less fortunate than himself. It's a news bulletin, ma'am. I don't think they concern themselves overly much with facts. She reached for her paper knife. Bring me Lieutenant Grint. Now, I intend to close my eyes, and when I open them again, I want to see him standing in front of me, with a more than adequate explanation. To be fair, ma'am, I have no intention of being fair, Charlie. Get him up here, now. He's in a briefing right at this moment, ma'am. If you could wait 15 minutes. How the hell did this happen? I mean, Team 236, yes. I wouldn't put anything past those three idiots. But Grint? Well, ma'am, you'll remember there was a fair amount of grief arising from the damage we did in Mile End. You mean when we displayed exceptional bravery and determination against overwhelming odds and a heavily...